following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is...
The Sprint Unlimited opens NASCAR Cup 2013 with the Gen 6 X-Factor. I know you've heard the old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Well, generally that does hold true, but the 2013 NASCAR Cup season looks to be full of changes, and many hope they are for the better, including this NASCAR fan. The highly touted Sprint Unlimited should give us fans a bit more information as to how the racing might go next week with the duels and the Daytona 500. At the moment, there has only been limited practice with larger packs, and from this fan's view, the jury is still out concerning whether or not NASCAR has made the right changes to make the racing better. We all know the racing has been generally good, but not always great, at least in my and others' opinion. Yes, there have been some great moments in the last couple of years, but there has also been some lackluster races, and the restrictor plate races have received more criticism since the two-car tandem became the norm than they used to before the COT showed up on the scene. Now, I'm not saying any of that was, in itself, something that took away from my enjoyment of the restrictor plate tracks, but there were some races that would have been better if they were only 100 miles instead of 400 or 500. The best parts of those races were the first several laps and the last 10 to 20 laps. Even the two-car tandem was fun for a while and gave some of the most dramatic finishes fans have seen in quite a while. Unfortunately, it became too technical and required a lot more communication between tandem partners and their spotters, resulting in general chaos at times. Well, at least that's this fan's opinion. In fact, the middle of those long restrictor plate races almost became humdrum at times. That's why I mentioned they would have been better if they were shorter. There are a lot of good things about the new car, and one is the way it looks. It is no longer hard to tell which brand is which because they all have their own distinct look. It goes without saying that the new car is safer, and many of the changes made were to keep the drivers safe. They also appear to have speed, and that is one thing many have complained about in one way or another over the last several years. There is one thing about the new Gen 6 car that is almost scary, and that is the drivers seem to be very happy with it. They like the way it drives, and they like the increased speed the cars appear to have. One of the hopes was that it would put more of the racing back in the hands of the driver, along with the hope they could reduce the effect aerodynamics had on the ability to pass. So far, it appears to be the case, but like I mentioned earlier, there hasn't been that much time spent running in larger packs, and they have noticed something this week that we could know more about after tonight. I have heard rumors that the more cars that get together in a pack, the faster they go, but that hasn't proven out yet, and probably won't be known until next week simply because they will have bigger packs in the duels, and in the 500 in particular. One of the problems the teams are experiencing is having enough parts to build the fleet of cars they need. The earlier practice in January at Daytona ate up a few reserves due to an accident, and yesterday's first practice took out a few more. That has caused the crew chiefs to be cautious about allowing their drivers to spend much time in large packs, at least until the race tonight. There seems to be a bit of caution on several fronts leading up to the Unlimited, but I really do believe they will let them loose after the drivers get more accustomed to these cars running in packs. And they should be doing that tonight. I'm anxious to see if they have a big one, or maybe two, tonight, since it is a given they will be going all out for tonight's race. The Gen 6 is definitely an X factor for tonight, but it should be better understood after tonight and every time they get on the track next week. There is no doubt they can little afford a lot of wrecked race cars getting ready for the 500 next weekend, so I do expect quite a bit of caution to be exercised between now and next Sunday. What I'm not sure of is how tonight's race is going to end. It could be with a whole slew of cars spinning past the flag stand, or it could just be another single-file finish. If it is the latter, I think all of us are going to have to reevaluate our expectations for next weekend. What do you think? Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give $2 Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get $2 Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.